That mobile.
Oh, it's a 20-year-old BMW 330 Xi.
So it's got 250,000 miles on it. That's kind of maintenance, or that kind of thing right there. That's basic maintenance at that that mileage. So it's not surprising. And I mean, once I fix that bushing and then replace the tie rod ends, because those are starting to go. I mean, they're all cheap parts. Just got to replace them. It's not the end of the world, but it just sucks that it has to be right now.
I have to take it. Cheap parts, but worst time of year to do them.
Yeah, the bushing costs $5. I just kind of wish the labor for that was also $5, but, you know, that doesn't work out that way anymore.
No, it does not. Plus the inconvenience of having to drop it off and wait for it and whatever else. I have a 24 Silverado, and I was having a weird squeaking noise, and it's under warranty, but I was like, it's not even worth my time to bring this in and take time out of work and figure out how to get rides or try to get a rental car. It's like, what a pain to do anything anymore, so I just fixed it myself.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. I mean, I've got the air hammer and everything, so I can knock the old one out. It's a press-in bushing, and that control arm, unfortunately, I can't remove the control arm if I could. The problem with that is the entire wheel and the hub assembly has to come with it. Because it's the wheel bearing and the hub is part of that arm. But that's not the end of the world. I've already found a way around that. Like, I just... Oh, shoot. I can just use the air hammer, knock the old one out. I don't really care if the old one gets mangled. And then the new one, I'm just going to take some really, really big fender washers and a bolt and just use that as a press. And zip it in with the impact.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Listen, if I need to make something happen, I will MacGyver a solution to make it happen. It may not be pretty, but it'll be functional.
It's kind of how I operate. If I got to get something done, it's got to get done.
Yep. So. Oh, it's snowing sideways here. Man, my neighbor's American flag is hanging on for dear life. Oh, boy.
We were getting some snow last night, but nothing too crazy, but this was the first actual wind that my Rhone mast has experienced since I put it up. So, tip of the antenna is about 42 feet to Rhone 9H50, and I was a little nervous. I didn't know how I was going to do, but it fared pretty damn well. I think we were getting 50-mile-an-hour gusts, and I went out there this morning, and it looks like nothing ever happened.
Hey, don't worry about it. ServPro's got you.
I don't want to do any of that.
Oh, man. But, I've been listening to the scanner, and it's been, County Roads has been, sounds like they've been chasing their tails trying to get this stuff, keeping the roads clean, so, I bet they're enjoying that holiday pay.
Oh, I'm sure they are. What are you running for a scanner? I've been semi-perusing them, but really don't want to drop that kind of money just to listen.
That's not even really a scanner. I've got a setup with my repeater complex over near at the hospital in Traverse City. There's just like three SDRs plugged into a computer, and then I've got just a cheap little, just one of those Motorola mobile 700-800 megahertz antennas on the roof of the building. I use a program called SDR Trunk, and then that shoves everything over to another program called RDO Scanner, and then it turns that whole thing into a web interface. It's really nice. And then it also shoots out to Broadcastify and whatnot. So we've got a whole bunch of other instances across the northern part of the state, and they all shove into that one RDO scanner server. So you can choose whatever talk group you want throughout the northern part of the state, and you can listen to it. So it's not even really a scanner. The hardware, I spend a lot less money than a typical scanner would cost, and I can use it anywhere on my phone, so it's kind of nice.
That is pretty sweet. I should do something similar. I got a three-story office building that I work out of with access to the roof. I should put something up there and then put something at my house and then pipe it all into Broadcastify.
Yep. And then at home, I've got a radio that also happens to have our county talk groups in it, so I use that to listen as well. I just chuck everything into the scan list.
I literally pulled my Hack RF out of my drawer like 20 minutes ago to charge it, and then you brought that up. I think this has some kind of scanning functionality built into it. I should look at that, because I know I can pipe it into, what's this app on my computer? I have some SDR software on my PC that I can plug this into, and then I can hook it up to whatever antenna and then scan. I should figure that out.
Had a good deal. Yep, that's fun stuff. So, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go make some breakfast here and get the rest of the day going. Maybe motivate myself to go across town.
All righty. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your breakfast and careful driving. At 8 BBF.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. At 8 BBF.
WACIJ calling and standing.
KE4ZYQ, 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 KE8ZARI.
Somebody out there calling for KE4ZYQ.
KE8ZRI. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Thank you, and you too. Not sure which repeater you're on, but I'm on the 448.625. It's a little clearer, the Mount Clements one. You sound like you're mobile, are you?
How's that?
Yep, now you're 50 over. I don't have my list in front of me. I recognize your voice, but I can't put a name with a call sign at the moment. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Back to you.
Yeah, Joe, my name is Brian, and I'm in Mount Clemens. I'm the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm not mobile. I'm in my house with a mag mount antenna on a pie plate. And so how do I sound?
Well, reasonable. I'm almost guesstimating you may be on an HT, or are you on a mobile radio?
Well, I call it the itty bitty radio. It's a little 20 watt DMR radio that it fits in the palm of your hand. It's really tiny and it's really cool. It's only 20 watts, but some say it puts out 25 watts. And I just got it, kind of like wired up here in my office. I got it hooked up to an AC converter, and I got the mag mount antenna. It's intended to be a mobile, but I just have it set up in my shack right now, just trying it out.
You sell that again? What was your call sign? I didn't recognize it at first.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Romeo India.
Yeah, so that, well, you plan on getting a different radio and all? I think that name is Brian, you said? KE4ZYQ here. Yeah, you getting a mobile or a base unit in the future? Maybe Santa Claus will bring one, right?
Well, this one here I bought for a mobile for my vehicle, but I haven't put it in there yet. I just got it not too long ago, and I just have it kind of wired up in the shack right now, and I'm trying to learn how to develop these code plugs, and it's been kind of tough because I haven't had any help. I've had to do it all on my own, and it's really confusing, but I think I finally got it figured out. But you don't have DMR, do you?
Negative. And don't forget, Brian, if you're learning something, there's people that have gone ahead of you already years ago or early, that if you go on YouTube, you can find, if you're selective, of course, too, find the right place or person that can walk you step by step through doing everything. The radio I'm talking on now, I never opened up the manual. I looked at videos before I got it. When I got the radio, I just looked at a video or remembered. It programmed the radio without the book, even though I got one.
Yeah. What kind of radio do you have, Joe?
Well, the one I'm talking on now is a Yaesu 991A. It's called the Shack in the Box with VHF, UHF, and HF on it.
Oh, yeah, the 991A. I hear that radio a lot. I hear it's pretty popular.
Well, it's one of the main ones that's been around a while, even though they had recalls and damage and problems and had to send it back under warranty. Most everybody had one, but a couple. But it's working, it's doing okay. It's got a nice screen, good programmable, a lot of function. If you have it hooked up and the multiple antennas you could put on it, a couple different antennas and all. But, I assume you're going to have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, good and bad. Normally we go up north this time of year and we have some friends come up and we make a turkey and everything, but I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but I haven't been up there in a whole year because every time a holiday comes by and I can take some time off work, somebody gets sick or passes away and their animals got to have operations, and it's just been a total terrible year. 2025, I think, has been the worst year in the history. But I'm looking forward for it to going away and looking forward to a whole new year in 2026. 2026 is going to be a great year.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. Hey, that's the nature of life, though. I don't know too many people that didn't have anything go wrong, especially at the wrong times. You know, it's one thing that things happen to everybody one time or another, but not at the right moments or good moments, if there's such a thing. But I'll let you go. Thanks for the shout-out. Try to enjoy the day, even if it's kicking back like me and watching football, and I saw the parade for the most part, and don't have any destination today other than enjoying life and enjoying the blessings of being alive. I can hear, see, talk, listen to the radio, see a movie on TV, and I try to look at all the positive, and that seems to outweigh and fills my mind and takes the other stuff out of the picture, if you know what I mean.
There you go. That's a good way of looking at life. That's good. Yeah, we're going to go over to my nephew's this afternoon for dinner. And, yeah, we're going to do things different this year. So, hey, it was great talking to you, Joe. I've always wanted to talk to you. We always seem to be too busy to get together, but I always hear you on the radio. You're the first... Yeah, the first call sign that I could remember. I had a stroke a few years back, and I have a hard time trying to remember these letters, and they don't come to me that quickly. But you're the first call sign that I could remember. So, it's been great talking to you. 73s, have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you later on the air. 88, ZRI out.
Well, Brian, you take care, stay healthy as you can, enjoy each day, because, you know, yesterday's gone, can't change it. Tomorrow's not here yet, so don't worry about it. Always try to live day by day. You know, you got to plan for the future, financially or otherwise, but don't worry about what might happen until you have to take care of whatever. But sorry to hear about a stroke, but it sounds like you recovered and people are helping you and you're getting there. Always remember one thing in life, that is a guy that complained about his shoes didn't fit until he saw somebody with no feet. Then he put it into perspective. So 73, yo man. I think it's K-E-8-Z-R-I from K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, 73.
K-E-8-R-U-H. What call was that? I didn't miss that one.
K-8-K-C-I-0-8-0-Charlie-India.
Good morning. How you doing today? Coming in a little rough.
We're coming in. Looks like we're hitting the James G. Peter. I also hit the bird repeater. Let me try that. I don't know.
All right, I'm
here.
It's a little hot and a little rough, but that's all right. How you doing today? Happy Thanksgiving.
We're doing fine. I just switched to the bird repeater. I don't know if that's any better, but what can I do for you?
Not much. Yeah, you're definitely sounding a little bit better, a little clearer, still a little hot. That's all right. Just in the car, headed home. Just figured I'd throw the call up, see if anybody's listening.
We just turn your power down a little bit, maybe that'll help, but happy Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day to you. You got any big plans today?
Yep. Oh, we're just heading over to the son's place to have some turkey and watch the Lions hopefully beat up on the Packers.
Yep. Hopefully that happens. We'll see. I got some turkey to eat myself here in a little while, and like you said, hopefully watch the Lions win. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it all depends on what team shows up, I think.
Yep, so they just need to show up. You're certainly right about that.
So what's your running for an antenna on your mobile?
What was that? Were you asking what kind of antenna I have on the mobile?
QSL.
just running a trunk mounted, I think I have a Comet 2x4 on.
There you go, sound again. I'm actually over here by Oakley, so I'm just hitting a bird repeater right now.
Gotcha, yeah, I'm at 8 mile and 94 right now, hitting the Warren FBI repeater.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, this repeater, I just mounted it because it's got you folks down there in the old 59 Little City corridor.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I'm pulling up to my destination. It was good chatting with you this morning. Have a great Thanksgiving, and maybe we can catch up again soon. This is KE8RUH. I'll be clear on your final.
This is KKCI, and yep, if you're back and forth up here, we hit out of the Saginaw Club here, but I'll probably be running down that way. I think the Ham Fest is coming up here in December down there in Livonia.
Hey, Anthony, happy Thanksgiving. Just wanted to get that in there. W8FU.
But there could also be another one. I could be wrong. I know Lance Cruz is doing theirs at 16 and maybe it's Rochester Road. Coming up here next weekend, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right on that. That's the Hans one, I think, is the one I was talking about.
Talking to you this morning. We'll catch up soon, hopefully. K8RUH.
Okay,
nothing
heard,
so KKCI, we'll be clear and stand by. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dean. This is KEZRI. KE4ZYQ, KE4ZYQ, KEZRI.
Apparently that turkey's not done yet.
KCKGO. NHXOJ, NHXOJ, KCADZT. NHXOJ, KCADZT call. KCADZT clear.
KE4ZYQ, KE4ZYQ, KE8ZRI. KE4ZYQ, KE4ZYQ, KE8ZRI.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Happy Thanksgiving from Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpaca. Just cleaning everything up. Everyone just took off, so evening is free tonight. Yeah, we're getting ready to we're getting ready to sit down and actually just get ready to eat dinner, but it's just my son and daughter and the wife, so we don't have any family over, so we typically eat a little bit on the way to the side.
Small get togethers are usually pretty nice too though.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. But normally we do that for Christmas. Christmas is usually the time we do our family get together, Christmas Eve and Christmas, which usually winds up being a very busy time, especially because we have family in northern Michigan, so we're driving around a lot.
Yeah, that northern Michigan got hit pretty hard with the snow earlier. One of our family members came down from Gaylord and he said it didn't have too much snow, but it was icy.
Yeah, copy that. It's I believe that though. And the northern parts of the state usually get hit harder than us. And that's kind of, I guess, the nature of the beast. This is KE8LAX.
Alright, well, I gotta start carving up the rest of the turkey, putting away, so I will talk to you later. KF8EAT73.
73, happy Thanksgiving. Have a good rest of your evening. This is KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
The turkey says what?
Gobble gobble, KF8EAP.
Cracks me up. KF8S.
I just got all cleaned up from Thanksgiving and sitting down watching some YouTube and videos of all things. Just finally relaxing. I've had a couple tonight.
Ah, very good, yeah. That's what we're doing. We're on our way home right now. And I better pay attention to the road. I just wanted to hear the turkey one more time. So, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your evening. KF8S.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Gobble, gobble, KF8EAP.
KF8DRC, W8EAP, Jack, are you out there? Nothing heard from KF8 Detroit Rock City. Is W8EAP clear? Jack, did you get your Amish turkey and some Amish cranberry sauce to go with it?
Sure did.
That's pretty weak, man, pretty weak. Better practice on that. Anyhow, catch you on the other one, W-A-E-A-P.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sean, what's up? That was a pretty weak invitation, Jack. Laughing. Just laying here, kind of relaxing, a little bit stuffed.
Yep, we just walked in the door from my daughter's, son-in-law's, grandkids, some other extended family. It was very good. But now we're home, home sweet home, all stuffed. Got leftovers in the fridge, just settling in. All right, I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, say hello, let you get to it. W8FU.
All right, Sean, have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving back to you. I'm going to get on the side here and think I might have another piece of pie here. I'm contemplating it, so. Catch everybody later, W8EAP.
Hey, Eric, if you go on the UMP, you could be a turkey.
Go.